talk to Mayor Giuliani right now about the situation right now. Mayor Giuliani, I know it is really hard to assess the situation at this point, but how would you characterize it?
I would say this is one of the worst days in the history of the United States. This is a horrible, horrible thing that should not happen, and there's no excuse for it. And right now, we have to focus on all of our energies and all of our attention on saving the maximum number of people possible.
Are you finding survivors?
Yes, of course. Yeah, we're finding many survivors, and we're finding many people that are dead, and I don't have the numbers yet. And we still have thousands of police officers and firefighters down there in jeopardy, as well as lots of other innocent people.
Mayor Giuliani, you said earlier that there was really no warning, that the police chief said he had heard of no warning either of this.
There was absolutely no warning that we know of, and now we're going back and checking, and we still can't come up with a warning. I would like to take advantage of this opportunity to communicate with people, though.
Sure.
To try and get, and if you're in lower Manhattan, just walk north and get above Canal Street and get out of lower Manhattan. The smoke condition is still very dangerous. There is danger of any further collapse, so you should get out of lower Manhattan. And second, it will really help our relief efforts if you get out of lower Manhattan. It will allow us to get ambulances in there and out of there and triage people and move them to area hospitals much easier. The more we can clear out lower Manhattan, the more we're going to participate in helping to save lives right now.
Mayor, we are being told that the National Guard has now been deployed.
Yes, I talked to Governor Pataki about an hour and a half ago, and told him that we would need the National Guard. The governor started organizing them, and they will be deployed to an area in New York City, and then relieve our police officers and our firefighters later in the day. We've also talked to the White House and asked the urban search and rescue teams to send three of them here, and they should be here later today.
Mr. Mayor,
there'll come a point a little later today when our police officers and our firefighters are going to need reinforcements. They're going to need help.
Mr. Mayor, apparently some other form of help is on the way from the Pentagon. We had reports that they're sending two warships here to,
yes,
to the...
Yes, right after the first attack, and I believe before the second, but I believe it was right after the first attack, we communicated with the Defense Department and the White House and asked them to seal off the airspace around New York City. And they did. They did it very quickly because we had gotten reports that other planes were on their way here, and it turned out that they were Air Force planes. So they reacted as quickly as you humanly could react to seal off the airspace around the city of New York. And for that, I really appreciate it.
Mr. Mayor, what should New Yorkers at this point think not only about what has happened, but how this could have happened here and elsewhere in the country?
Well, we're an open country. I mean, we're a democracy. We're an open country. We don't have gates around us. We don't have borders around us. We're a democracy. And I can't begin to understand this at this point. Airplanes flying into the World Trade Center. You know, I don't know how you prevent that unless you surround the United States with missiles and. I mean, I don't know.
And at this point, Mr. Mayor, are you hearing anything about who may have been responsible?
I'm hearing rumors, but I don't have anything confirmed yet, so I'd rather not say anything at this point.
Mr. Mayor,
I'm hearing several rumors, yes.
You're one of the few people, obviously, being the mayor of the city, who can travel around it and have been most lately, or perhaps among the people we've been able to talk to most recently, in lower Manhattan. You were describing the scene for us before, but from everything we've heard and the pictures we see, it looks like pictures we saw from World War II or from Vietnam or from... Tell us what Lower Manhattan is like.
Lower Manhattan looks like it was bombed during the Second World War. You're absolutely right. It is filled with debris. We were literally right below the World Trade Tower when it collapsed in a building at 75 Barclay Street. We were trapped in the building, myself, the police commissioner, the fire commissioner. There was very bad smoke condition in the building. We tried several exits, finally got out one exit, and then when we got out, the site was impossible to describe. It was the whole area was filled with smoke, and there was debris all over the place. And what we did was we urged people just to we knew which way north was, and we just walked north and urged people to walk with us. to get as far away from the smoke as possible and so you that we can redeploy.
You and the police commissioner, the fire commissioner, at that point had no communication or understanding of what had happened?
Oh, yeah, sure. We knew it. No, we actually, the first collapse, we got about, I'd say, a 30-second to one-minute warning of the first collapse. We were alerted that the building might collapse.
Uh-huh.
And that probably helped us get that extra minute. I mean, we still got trapped in the building, but we were able to, at least to start assessing exits and places to get out. And then the thing I have to say, though, about the people of New York City is I walked with thousands of them, and they conducted themselves in a very sensible, calm, and deliberate way.
What are the days ahead, as far as you can project at this point, Mr. Mayor? What are the days ahead going to be like? I mean, for one thing, New York City is effectively closed right now.
New York City is closed right now. It's going to be closed until further notice, and the rescue effort is going to continue at least for the rest of the day. It may go well beyond that. I should also tell people that there are three sites for blood donations. 153 East 53rd Street, 310 East 67th Street, and 150 Amsterdam Avenue, which is 66th and Amsterdam. The hospitals in New York City and in the surrounding areas are going to need blood, and anyone that can help the Red Cross, we'd really appreciate that.
Mr. Mayor, would you give those locations once again?
153 East 53rd Street, 310 East 67th, and 150 Amsterdam, 66th and Amsterdam.
Mr. Mayor, this is like one of those situations that we have never experienced before. The worst terror, a nightmare scene.
As I was looking up at the World Trade Center when I first arrived there and looked at the tremendous gap in the building and then the second building, it took me a minute at least to really believe that what I saw was correct. And then I saw people jumping from the top of the World Trade Center. In your worst nightmares, you couldn't possibly have thought of anything like that.
When you were asked about casualties earlier, Mr. Mayor, you said, of course, there's no way to know at this point, but you were quoted as saying that you have the horrible feeling this is going to be in the thousands. First of all, is that an accurate quote?
I don't know. It is an accurate quote. I probably said that as I was walking along. I don't know what it'll be. And I know we're going to lose. We're going to probably lose a lot of police officers and firefighters as well.
Mr. Mayor, we thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
New Yorkers
and
are
thank you, and thank you for communicating with people. It really helps when to give them, you know, some degree of comfort and confidence. We're a democracy, and we'll overcome this.
We appreciate
we're a great country.
We appreciate your comments, Mr. Mayor, and please stay in touch. A lot of New Yorkers are counting on you to lead the city through this.